In a populous settlement, there lived a rich youth and his four nephews. Far away across the sea, there lived a very desirable young girl, but who did not care for men, and this girl he desired to marry. So he undertook to cross over in his canoe in order to propose to her. She was the daughter of a rich man, and many young men, rich ones only, had asked her hand, but she had rejected all their offers. To all proposals she invariably answered no. Now then, this young man began to think with himself, "If I were to go and propose in my turn, perhaps she would accept me." And he started, his four nephews accompanying him in their own canoes. They arrived, and he said to her, "I have come across the water in order to take you to wife." But she answered, "I will not marry you." And so, the next morning they made ready to start back. The young man was already in his boat, down on the beach. His nephews had packed all their things, and they were just ready to go. Many people had come out of their houses to see them going, and were standing in a crowd on top of the high bank. Among them there stood a woman carrying her young child on her arm, a baby not yet weaned. This woman then, talking to her baby, said, "And what of this little girl? If they want a girl, why not take this little one of mine?" Of course it was only baby talk. Still, the young man, on hearing it, held out his paddle toward the woman and said, "Put her upon this, the little one you speak of." And the woman did so. The young man placed the child behind him in the canoe, and off he paddled, his nephews following him. Meanwhile, the girl whom he had intended to marry came down to get water. But as she stepped on the soft mud at the water's edge, she began to sink down into it. "Oh, oh," she cried, "here I am sinking up to my knees." The young man retorted, "It is your own fault." And she sank further up to her waist and exclaimed, "Oh, oh, now I am up to my waist." And he said again, "It is your own fault." By this time she had sunk up to her neck. "Oh, oh," said she, "I am up to my neck." Again he replied, "It is your own fault." And she disappeared, being dragged down under the ground. Very probably the young man caused this by his very powerful thought. "Let it be so," thought he. But the girl's mother had some tame brown bears, and seeing what had happened, she took them down to the bank, to the water, and laying hold of their tails, she said to them, "Raise a strong wind," hoping that the young man might get drowned. The bears began to dig the bottom in a fury and made huge waves. At the same time, the water rose exceedingly, but the young man pulled out a thin white stone which he was carrying with him and threw it ahead, whereupon the water became perfectly smooth over a narrow space ahead of him, just where he was to pass, whilst on both sides the waves were enormous and raging. All his nephews were drowned, and all the inhabitants of that village also perished in the waves, except the mother of the baby and her husband. These were the only two who escaped. During this frightful storm, the young man was paddling, always on the smooth water, but he was exhausted. Nothing but water and big waves all over. Then he took a harpoon and threw it. It hit the crest of a wave. But the effort he had made to concentrate his thought while throwing the harpoon overpowered him. He fainted, his head bent down in the fore part of the canoe. Soon after, however, he recovered himself, and oh, wonder! There he was, in his canoe, in a forest of spruce trees. The land had been formed again. The wave he had hit with his harpoon had become a mountain. It is the one we call Totsen Tuketkoiten, the one whose top was hit by the raven. The harpoon had glanced on the mountaintop as the wave hardened into rock, and had struck again another huge wave, changing it into a mountain. This is the one we call Denali, the High One. Again the harpoon made a bound on the hard rock, but this time it went up and stuck into the sky. We cannot see it ourselves, though it is still there. The medicine men only see it and know where it is. The young man then turned towards the child whom he had left sitting behind his back. But she was no more a child. She was a grown-up girl who had just reached the age of puberty. She had to be put apart, hence she felt very much ashamed, and kept her eyes cast down. But she was quite beautiful, with a face as bright as the sun. It is from this woman that men were made anew to repeople the earth, for she had children from the young man. But the two who had been saved from the waters, as we have seen, these were the ancestors of the people beyond the seas.